This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing in the grains?
Wheat's been kind of a dog here today in overnight trade. We've got all three classes of U.S. wheat down about a nickel, and that's dragging on the corn a little bit, down 2.5 to 3 cents in the corn. We've got that December contract at 4.10 in the break here this morning. But beans actually traded from overnight losses to a little bit of green on the screen here early this morning before we went into the biscuit break. And November beans up a penny and a half at 10.15 and a half. So still stuck within the range that we've been in on the row crops, and wheat looking for some kind of a corrective retracement to find some more footing after this recent rally that we've seen that really carried most of the key contracts up to 75 cents higher. So a little bit of a mixed bag, but all in all, looking at export sales on the weekly announcement this morning, the bean number was really good. The soybean oil number was really good. Corn, a little lackluster, but meal was just terrible. So we'll see if one offsets the other. And the wheat was really poor compared to what we've been seeing of late, 46% below the four-week average on the wheat exports. So again, kind of some mixed influence, but a lot of attention being paid to the drought conditions in Brazil. And are we going to break that in the coming 2 or 3 weeks? And so that's really been the primary focus of soybean traders specifically right now.
Let's talk macroeconomics. What were your takeaways from yesterday's Fed rate announcement and how it affects the ag markets?
Well, I think what the Fed did yesterday was no surprise. Everyone was expecting a 50 basis point cut or half a percent, and that's what we got.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down 4 1/4 at 408 1/2. November soybeans down 1 1/4 at 10.12 3/4. October soybean meal up $1.30 at $3.19.20. October soybean oil up 38 cents at $41.37. On the Merc, October live cattle up 32 cents at $178.62. October feeder cattle up $1.22 at $241.17. October lean hogs down 15 cents at $81.90. October pork cutout unchanged at $91.55. Class 3 milk is up 5 cents at $23.65. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.